3. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're going to be talking about where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? We're talking about the 9/11 event, World Trade Center towers. Where did they go? And with us for this broadcast hour is Dr. Judy Wood. Dr. Judy Wood, welcome aboard.
Hello, thank you very much.
Dr. Judy Wood, I want to share with you, last night you presented an unbelievably fascinating live teleseminar with us at Ziggy's. And we've been going to Ziggy's for about 3 years now. And we had an absolutely packed house. And so we had the screen up at the end of the restaurant and seats all around. And everyone was so quiet watching, listening to the video portions of your presentation, the photograph portion of your presentation, your description of what we were seeing and learning about. And everyone was riveted as you described how these buildings turned to dust. Now, you and I have been on the air before on the first of this month, and we did a broadcast called Where Did the Towers Go 101. This is the second in the series. This is Where Did the Towers Go 102. And by my calculations, it looks like it's going to take about 16 broadcasts to go through your book. I'm referring to it as the de facto encyclopedia of the evidence, of Where Did the Towers Go. It's unbelievable, and just simple arithmetic tells us it will take us about 16 hours to go through this fascinating book. And your books were sold out last night. The autographed copies of Where Did the Towers Go were sold out last night, so I can talk to you offline about, you know, what we need to do next. But we learned something. We learned something from you that very few people remember, and that is, why don't you look at what you actually see with your own eyes as compared to what you see with your own eyes and what you're told you saw? And that was a very, very important point of what you made. And we're going to go through some more of this 500-page encyclopedia that you wrote, a scientific work, 9/11, the towers, where did they go? Dr. Wood, I'd like to ask you this. How long did it take you to do the research that went into the writing of Where Did the Towers Go?
Well, I guess if you count from the first time I started working on it, that was 9/11/01. It's what I saw on the TV. It didn't make sense from anything I knew about, and what the as you call them, the talking heads were telling me I was seeing, that didn't add up. So when that happens, I just tune out my ears, and I just keep looking with my eyes. Because to me, it looked like somebody pulled a piece of yarn on a sweater, and it just, the whole thing started unraveling. And you stop and think about it. How would you expect a building to look if it truly collapsed? Nope, didn't look like that. And so I became fascinated with it then, and I assumed the grown-ups were going to look into it. And it became apparent the grown-ups weren't going to take care of it. Somebody needed to, and this is our world. This is our country. It's our job.
So let me ask you, is it at least 5 years' worth of research that went into your book?
Oh, yeah. It's like 8 years, you could say.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very serious book. And I'd like to share this with you. A couple of very interesting things happened last night. We had a new member of our class come to the meetup. He's a dentist. And he bought your book many years ago. And I just met him for the first time. And he's in the Springfield Branson community. He's a dentist. And so he's very educated. He's highly trained. And he couldn't believe. He was absolutely shocked that we had the real Dr. Judy Wood with us at that teleseminar. And one of the instructors said, oh, well, she was supposed to be here, but Vincent asked her not to come because he didn't want her to drive all the way out, you know, for a meetup at Ziggy's, he wanted to do a larger event. So he was really, really impressed. And then the other thing I'd like to share with you is we had at least 8 instructors at the meetup last night. Well, there's you, and John Reagan was there, Linus Ertley was there, Ken Hurley, Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, Howard Shane, and others. And as soon as we started the presentation, one of our instructors came up to me and said, listen, we're being ejected from the meetup. We will not be able to stay very long tonight. And I was absolutely furious. I mean, smoke was coming out of my ears. And then the waitress told me at 8:45 that we had to be out of there by 9:15 at the latest. And I was so angry. I said, you know what? We'll be back next week, but I don't know if we'll ever be back after that, after they pulled that stunt. Here's what happened, Dr. Wood. I believe that one of two things happened. They said a sorority was coming. 100 girls from a sorority was coming to take over the restaurant after in the evening, now at 9:30. Well, I waited till 10 o'clock to see these sorority girls because I didn't believe it. They didn't show up. At 10 o'clock, or we were out of there by 9:20. We were out. I waited till 10 o'clock with some other instructors to see these sorority girls who were supposedly coming to take over the restaurant. They didn't show up at least by 10 o'clock. Here's the point I'm trying to make. I believe that it's one of two things. Either they want to throw us out of the restaurant early because we stay, you know, hours and hours and hours, or, Dr. Wood, some minions for the government saw that you were going to be there and they wanted to shut us down. Has that ever happened to you before?
Well, a lot of things, interesting things happen. And I guess, to me, that becomes normal. but it's usually more subtle. I'm curious about your instructor who told you had to leave. He was being tossed out by someone, or?
No, he was told by the management of the restaurant that we had to leave. So they wanted to break the news to him so he could deliver a softer blow to me. Because they knew that if the management of the restaurant came up to me and said, hey, Vincent, you're going to have to get out of here by 9:15 tonight, they knew I would just have exploded right then and there. And they didn't want that to happen. So they wanted to deliver a softer blow to me through one of our other instructors. But the point is, we got thrown out of Ziggy's after 3 years of being there. We got to find a new place because I'm furious with them. I really am. Dr. Wood, we fill up that restaurant every Monday night. We absolutely pack it. No other organization is able to do that because we have such a dedicated class. But anyway, the bottom line is, I think it has something to do with your information. They don't want your information out there. That's my belief. I believe that government minions have pressured Ziggy's either through their liquor license or through something else that I don't know about to get us out of there. It's like, hey, you know, you want to keep your liquor license? And, you know, it'd be better if you didn't have those kind of guys, because they talk about defending themselves and gardening and now they've gone way overboard with talking about 9/11. So I wanted to share that with you. So Dr. Wood, let's start with this. Let's start with the last time we talked about people jumping out of the windows of the World Trade Center.
Early.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say that right. Yes, they left the building prematurely. Why did they were inside the building, and then the next thing, they were outside the building. Can you tell us about that?
Well, what we can look at is, you know, the expressions on their faces, their actions, and, you know, for one thing, there was an awful lot of them coming out of the building. You know, firefighters estimated somewhere between 3 and 4 per minute from each face of the North Tower. And I added that up. Let's take the lower value. Let's say 3 people per face. That times 4 faces, that's 12 people a minute. Times 100 minutes, that's 1,200 people. For just an approximate number. And you add to that the 343 firefighters, we have now, you know, 1,543. Who are inside the middle of the building. And it was something like 1,590-something different bodies identified through DNA and so forth. So that's pretty much equal, which means that the only ones identified, it appears, were approximately the ones who left early. And the ones left in the building, there's nothing left to identify. That's what that says. But why they're going out the windows, whether it was, you know, deliberate or not, you know, no firefighter has ever seen anything like that, even close to it. One firefighter in 20 years on the force had only seen one person jump, and that was from like a third-story building where there was a chance of survival. So it did not make sense that people would leave the building. Also, when they went out the windows, it wasn't like there was fire there. You know, why aren't they just hanging their head out the window?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see fire in those places. And you start looking at the people more carefully. And there's one particular photo that struck me. It has a guy who appears to be hanging by one hand and one foot from the 105th floor, taking his pants off. He's already taken his shirt off. And they cause you to wonder, why would somebody be dangling by one hand and one foot trying to take their clothes off outside of the building? You know, if there's smoke in there, there wasn't smoke pouring out the window, but let's say there's smoke inside, and he has some strange reason why he wants to take his pants off. Well, taking a big, deep breath, step inside, take the pants off, and step back outside and go back to breathing. What necessitates
Dr. Judy Wood.
Taking the pants off outside?
Dr. Judy Wood's with us, and we're on lesson number 2. Where did the towers go? World Trade Center towers. Where did they go? They turned to dust. And we're doing a series of broadcasts on what happened. What happened? We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Judy Wood, scientist. And she's written a 500-page book called Where Did the Towers Go? And we were talking about the people who left the building early. Dr. Wood, about 1,200 people left the building early, plus 343 firefighters. Did the firefighters leave the building the same way that the others left the building? Did they just?
No, they were trapped inside the building on the lower floors. They were still coming up the stairs and so forth, and were caught inside the building or down at the base.
Okay. I was just wondering if
there were the people that would Stairwell B that did survive in, you know, the second, third, and fourth floor of Stairwell B, but ones outside of that particular area did not survive.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's continue on. Do you want to go into the temperature of, let's say, burning kerosene in a kerosene type heater, where, you know, why is it that if the building were being burned and destroyed by the fire from the jet fuel, which is similar to kerosene, do you want to start with that and then continue on to
kerosene? I call this chapter four the magic shows, or the power of suggestion.
Yeah.
How is a magic show run? It's a power of suggestion, and I've got a quote at the beginning of the chapter, that we are never deceived. We deceive ourselves with the suggestion. When someone shows you a card trick, you know, for example, they shuffle the cards, and they show how carefully they're shuffling the cards, and then they split the deck and, you know, pretend like they're not looking, want the person in the first row to pull out a card. Then now, stick that, you know, show everybody else the card. No, don't show me. Now, stick it back in there so I know where it is. And so the person looks around the other way, and you know, then they hand them back the deck of cards. And then the magician flips through and pulls out, aha, it was the Ace of Spades. And how'd you know that? The magician spent a lot of attention focusing on making sure you get that card back in so I can't find it. So that you're focusing on that issue, on that problem, where the magician had actually looked at the card before they stuck it in there. And they, you know, and split the deck so that you they knew you would pick the Ace of Spades because that's the card they put right there for you. So the people are left solving the wrong problem. They've assumed the problem happened elsewhere instead of looking at what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And they end up tricking themselves. The magicians, it doesn't work well when they lie, but they cause you to make the wrong assumptions. And that is very powerful because it's us deceiving ourselves. And so you don't want to think that you lied to yourself.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right because when we look at where did the towers go, we use our own knowledge base. We say, well, you know, there's explosives that could blow it up, and you know, it must have been really, really hot because the metal seemed to disappear, and you know, we know about heat
and coming out of it.
Yeah, so you know, naturally, in the talking heads, we're talking about the building being on fire. Okay, so we have a kerosene type heater. We have a couple here at the farm. I know a lot of people that have them for, in case of an emergency, where they put kerosene in them and they have a wick and they can fire them up, and they're in a steel enclosure for safety so you don't set your house on fire. But yet, the steel, the thin steel skin of these kerosene heaters doesn't melt. But yet, we're thinking that the jet fuel of the airplane that flew into the World Trade Center towers had enough energy in the fuel to bring down the building, melt the concrete, or crack the concrete, melt the steel reinforcement. Is that possible?
No, I've got a good pop quiz that'll cure you of that. Go to drjudywood.com/911. That's drjudywood.com/911. This is an actual quiz I gave to my class. We just finished studying the effects of heat on metals.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Class, it's Dr. Judy, J-U-D-Y, Wood, Wood.com/9-1. DrJudyWood.com/911. Go there right now. We'll be right back with Dr. Judy Wood.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold-temperature processed, 100%, all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Judy Wood is with us, and if you'd like to get to our website, you can go to usaprepares.com. As always, at the bottom of the page, you'll find Dr. Judy Wood. Click on the link. It'll take you right to our website, and or you can go to drjudywood.com. And if you're interested in her book, it is absolutely fabulous. I wholeheartedly recommend it. I have a copy. Dr. Wood, you've got a pop quiz, drjudywood.com/911. Please take us through that pop quiz that you've offered to your students.
Sure. It says, let's say you want to boil a pot of water. So you wad up a bunch of old metal coat hangers to make a grill to support the pot of water over your campfire. You fill up the pot of water, put it on the grill, and then start the fire going. Which is most likely going to happen? You know, check all that apply. You want to read off the choices?
Yeah, well, let me just describe this. So, class, what we've got is a large spaghetti pot. I'm looking at the page here on her website, drjudywood.com/911. There's a large, like, spaghetti pot. Let's say it's 8 quarts and has a lid on it. And these coat hangers are made into like a structure that is supporting the pot off the ground, let's say 6 to 8 inches. So there's a ball of coat hangers, many coat hangers. Let's say there's 6 of them or 8 of them that are supporting this pot of water. Some wood or fire material is put under the water. There's a big flame around the pot. Actually, the flame is a yellow-orange flame, and the flames are actually reaching higher than the lid of the pot. So the question is, after you see this, what is likely to happen? A, nothing changes except the fire eventually burns itself out. B, the metal coat hangers gradually begin to sag and lower the pot. C, the coat hangers suddenly shatter into straight sections without warning. D, the metal coat hanger instantly turns to dust and the pot slams to the ground. E, the pot melts the coat hangers and leaks water, which puts out the fire. Or F, the pot and metal coat hangers spontaneously turn into a fountain of dust, shooting the dust into the upper atmosphere. And G, none of the above. Please explain. Are you asking me for my answer?
Yeah, well, I was curious. Usually the students get down to E or F and they start giggling as they're reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the picture right below that is the cover picture of my book.
Let me go down to there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
the dust.
Describing F, you know, the metal pot and coat hangers spontaneously turn into a fountain of dust and shooting dust in the upper atmosphere. So when you look at it in the context of a pot on metal coat hangers, which, you know, many of us may have done in Cub Scouts, something like that, you start seeing the ridiculousness of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
When metal gets hot, as it heats up, it sort of turns towards taffy. It just gets more, less stiff.
Mm-hmm.
It easily deforms. So mm-hmm. if the pot doesn't change weight and the coat hangers get softer, pretty soon they're not going to be stiff enough to hold up the pot, and it's mm-hmm. going to start sagging down. It's not going to shatter spontaneously shatter into bits.
Right.
But what we saw in 9/11 was just that. So heat doesn't do that to metal. Doesn't turn into powder
mm-hmm.
or squirt dust up in all directions.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when a building does go down, is there dust that goes higher than the building? Is that typical? I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, in controlled demolition even, when the stuff slams to the ground, it gets busted up into pieces, but the dust doesn't really rise above the original height of the building, or not by much, and it rolls out a little bit and stops. If you, on your basement floor, dumped a bag of flour and then dropped a cookie sheet on top of it, poofed the dust out to the sides, and you'd get thick dust thinner and thinner and thinner and taper off, just scattered out. It wouldn't be keep rising up and go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the dust behavior on 9/11 was bizarre in itself. Fine dust and it went up. But heat doesn't do that. And also a wood stove. After you stoke the fire, it doesn't go drip, 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 melting.
Right.
And it first brought out this story on 9/11 about, airplane jet fuel. I was thinking, gee, when an airplane flies overhead, do you get a drip, drip, drip of the engine melting?
No, you don't. And also, if you look at a gasoline engine, gasoline is far more explosive than jet fuel. And why, if that were the case with the jet fuel, why don't gasoline cast iron engines melt? I guess
exactly.
That's your point, isn't it? That's your point, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's explosive in the engine, and it burns, but it doesn't melt the engine.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone listening to this would know that an engine, a jet engine running on kerosene flying overhead, it wouldn't keep flying if the engine was melting from that jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So jet fuel doesn't do that. It's also hard to light kerosene, unlike
gasoline.
It's
very hard to light. It's very hard to light kerosene. As a farmer, I can tell you that if I want to start a fire with a bunch of wood, which is perfectly legal here on our farm in Missouri, I can pour kerosene, I can pour motor oil on it. You actually have to bring the match up to it. It's not like gasoline where as the match approaches it, the volatilized fuel combusts. It's not like that. You actually have to bring the match to it and hold the match there for a little bit for the kerosene or the jet fuel or the motor oil to ignite. You're absolutely right. So Dr. Wood, what does that tell us?
That we were tricked into deceiving ourselves about this. When they, on 9/11, they're telling us about jet fuel. The jet fuel, when is this fireball? It's all burned up, so how can it be burning up the building, too? Yeah, there's a lot of things that just didn't add up about that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So the plane slammed into the building.
The alleged plane. We're not going to make any assumptions here. Just the alleged plane.
Okay. I'm just thinking about what the video showed. And there was a big fireball. I guess, is that an alleged fireball or was that a real fireball? Because my eyes saw a fireball.
We don't know. This thing looked like a fireball.
Okay, there you go. There you go. It looked like a fireball. Okay. So the reporters, the talking heads on television, told us that a plane crashed into one of the towers, and a plane crashed into another tower. And then they told us we saw fireballs and we saw some smoke. But the interesting thing, Dr. Wood, is when petrochemicals burn, if I see a fire off in the distance, from our farmhouse, I can tell whether it's woods on fire or whether it's a home, a structure, because of the color of the smoke. If it's a petrochemical composition in the fire, like a roof or furnishings or vinyl siding, it's going to be black smoke.
Right, it's got a lot more of the carbon in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's... It's a very, beautiful orange fireball-looking thing. We don't know what it was. We're just saying what it appears to be, the alleged fireball, the alleged plane. But being told that melted the steel or weakened the steel significantly so that the steel shattered, we know better than that. People who've, as children messed with metal coat hangers, bend them back and forth and they get fatigued and they break.
Mm-hmm.
But they also become easier to bend as they get hotter. Mm-hmm. And paper clips do the same thing. They don't shatter. They don't turn into dust. So what we observed does not match the story we were told while we were watching it. But people tend to prefer what they're told over what they observe.
Okay.
And that's an important lesson to work past. Now, we all know that, wood stoves don't melt when you stoke them with firewood.
Yeah,
and
no matter how hot. No matter how hot, I've made a fire. And I've actually had a Franklin wood stove glow a red color running really, really hot. But it didn't melt. It didn't melt.
Even the burners on your electric stove get red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean they're going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
But also the time it takes to get that heat, get it up to temperature is not instantaneous. To get heat into something, if you have something, a fireball on the outside of a piece of steel, it takes a while for that heat to get into the steel, and by then the fireball is gone. Your wood stove isn't instantly hot when you start a fire in it. It has to work up to temperature. So you don't get this sudden fracturing. You would get something kind of sagging like the pot over the coat hangers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to go through some more of your pop quiz, or do you want to go into the bathtub?
Oh, go to the bathtub. That was basically the pop quiz, and I have some other pictures below just for information, but it was just those three pictures that... Yeah, it has dust in the upper atmosphere from you know, the coat hangers shattering into powder because they got too hot. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the bathtub is the base of the World Trade Center towers. Let's talk about what
few
you mean
realized,
by
that. Yeah, a few people realized that the towers were actually built in the Hudson River, but with the dike around them, because they're on bedrock, which is 70 feet, that's 7 times 10, 70 feet below the water table. You know, they're below sea level. That's about sea level there on the Hudson River. And so to keep the basement dry, they have this dike built around it. They call it the bathtub. It started out, how they built it was with a slurry wall, and some often refer to it as the slurry wall still. But they built this dike around it. We'll wait till after the break.
Yeah, let's talk about the bathtub. When we come back after this break, class, we are not going to get through it today. And what we're teaching is how to use your own eyes and discern what you actually see rather than what you've heard. And we're going to get through it. It's going to take hours and hours, but you're going to learn what happened when we get back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're going page by page through the encyclopedia, as I refer to it. Where did the towers go? Evidence of free, and evidence of directed free energy technology on 9/11. We're talking about the bathtub with Dr. Judy Wood. DrJudyWood.com, link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one, where the instructors are at the bottom of page one. We're talking about the bathtub. Bathtub is has 70-foot-high walls below ground. So 70-foot-high walls, think of it like a 70-foot-deep basement. Okay, starts at ground level and goes below sea level. So the two buildings went somewhere. But with the weight of all those, of all that concrete and steel, Dr. Wood, the evidence shows very little damage to the bathtub. Please tell us about that.
Exactly. You have this big, you know, void in the ground. Of course, when you remove the structure, the underground structure and adjacent structure that supports the other side of the bathtub wall, the inside, it does become a little bit unstable because you have the pressure of the water on the outside with nothing. If, you know, the, if the building's gone, you don't have the equal force or the support on the inside pushing back. And when they brought in the heavy earth moving equipment the next day, that did more damage to the bathtub wall than 2 500,000-ton buildings slamming down on, supposedly slamming down on it. Does that make sense? Now, these big mega cranes, the picture down Liberty Street where the bathtub wall started leaning in as the crack opened up down the street. Because, you know, you remove the structure from the inside of the bathtub. But as for the building falling on the bathtub wall, it didn't destroy it. When, you know, of course, now that the ground's peeled open, it rained in, you have fire hoses, you know, dumping water in there. And the PATH trains, that's the Port Authority Trans-Hudson subways that go under the Hudson River up onto the shore. Well, it was on the shore, and it opened in 1909. And then they relocated it to go within the bathtub on that bedrock when they built the World Trade Center. Did they build stuff better back then? They were worried that they may have damaged the PATH train tunnels because there was water down there, but once they pumped the water out, it stayed dry. In other words, that's just where the water was draining to that was, you know, when rain was dumping in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. So the past train tunnels were not damaged from the building's destruction. You know, they had their waterlogged, but that was easily repaired. It was built in 1909. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely is amazing. And the other thing that's amazing is if I called to get a crane, a large crane, and I said I needed it by tomorrow, that would be a wish. I can't imagine. I can't imagine having even a small crane available immediately and delivered the next day.
These mega cranes look like they had just come off the assembly line that showed up. There's ones where they bring in the parts and assemble them, these huge cranes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe they had just made them and somebody else was waiting for them and they, you know, took them off the assembly line for emergency because, heck, if there's a live person down there, you want to be able to get to them. So maybe that's why they, you know, got preference to bring them in then. But those cranes started causing more damage and then they had to establish new rules that no crane could be within X number of feet of another crane. They could be within Y distance of the bathtub wall. And the cranes had to lean way out and reach into the bathtub. They couldn't drive up into it. But imagine that. The bathtub was not catastrophically damaged. It wasn't ruptured. It kept the Hudson River out. I'm not saying it didn't get a scratch on it, but it held the Hudson River out. It didn't get destroyed.
Dr. Wood, if we're going to have a large number of classes just on this. It's going to take us quite a while to get through it, probably 16 classes total. If someone wants to buy the book and follow along with us, can they get it right from drjudywood.com?
Yep. Well, on drjudywood.com, you can click on, there's a link to go to the book site, which is wheredidthetowersgo.com.
Okay.
All one word.
I'll put a link on our... I'll put a link on page one on our website, wheredidthetowersgo.com. Dr. Judy Wood, thank you so much for being with us last night, and you're going to be with us next Monday at Ziggy's. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. And discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.